gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mud Political Podcast, where we talk about everything, never scared of anything, and we always for the culture. I go by the name of Mikel LaPred. Jay's here. Courtney's here. Soundman's here. And we got Dirty Dej out here making us look crispy today. You feel me?
Dirty Dej.
You know. Dirty Dej. How y'all living, man? How y'all living?
I'm all right, man. You know, it's been a couple of interesting 2 weeks, but I'm good, man. I'm here. I'm living.
Yeah, man. We missed you last week. We called in. You know, that was.
He forgot.
I didn't get outside.
Yo, we called this. Y'all called in. You called me in?
I was out there partying with my battles, man. You know?
This dude talked about he was going through war games and stuff. I slept on a Humvee.
I did.
And now he talked about I was partying. What was it, man? A vacation?
No, not when y'all called me. No, I'm saying when y'all call me.
See, I'm very confused.
You're making us think you out there fighting for us.
I slept on a Humvee.
This what our tax dollars go to? For y'all to party?
For you to sleep in the house and me sleeping on a motherfucking Humvee?
And party?
Yeah, I'm suffering, not you.
It sounds like you didn't have to do that.
Damn.
But, no, we had to do that because somebody outranks you and tell you, hey, we're sleeping outside. We what?
But did everybody sleep on a hood of a Humvee or did just you die?
It was three of us slept on a hood of a Humvee.
So what did the rest of them do?
Two was in a hammock.
How'd they get
and
that?
And two was he in a building that. with no lights, no AC. It was just an abandoned building.
When he do Man, his, got, when he do his E! Hollywood true story, he going to talk about it.
Yeah. Of course. Why would I not?
Yo, they still do those?
He going to make one.
Shit, I'm like, hey, man, somebody need to get my Hollywood
back
story
the show for me.
Where I started and what I went through and where I'm at now. What I done had to work through, so.
They said I would never make it when I was sleeping on top of a Humvee.
Shit.
But look at
me
now.
I'm a fluff
until,
the fuck out of this shit.
Until we call your superior and be like, sir, what really
you ain't gonna call nobody.
Shit, who won't?
Well, you won't?
We told him to bring a hammy. He's like, oh, I forgot.
No, they ain't tell me. I told her, I was like, hey, next time, because I'm the only black person in my team. I was like,
oh, no.
Next time, can
was
y'all,
it racism?
No, you know, they cool as hell.
But was it racism?
I was like, no. Nope. We was all outside. How's it racism?
Because I'm talking, it's the E story, man. What the hell? You say you're going to fluff it up.
I ain't fluffing it right now. They ain't going to look back on this shit. Anyway, I was like, hey, y'all need to send the only black person on y'all team a packing list. Because y'all got hammocks. Y'all can't prepare for everything to sleep outside. I'm not. I don't do this shit. I'm too black for this.
That's not, I don't think, how are you going to be too black to camp? That ain't even a thing.
I don't do like, oh, I want to camp this weekend. I got a bed and AC. What the fuck I'm going to do that for?
Camping's fun, bro. All
right, you do that shit. I'm not.
Okay. So you more black than me.
Because you
don't camp and I do.
That shit. See
what That's
what
you're telling me?
You a country ass nigga. I'm not just deciding to go camp outside.
So are you opposed to going camping?
Kind of, yeah.
Why?
We 30, nigga.
Animals, bro. What the
animals?
Fuck?
Coyotes
animal?
Was going on. And this is what fucked me up. This
I'm an animal, nigga. I'm not going to bite myself, nigga.
Yeah, we animal. Humans are animals, bro.
Nah, when they shine that light in the field, they decide to shine the light. And it was two eyes looking at all of us. I was like, where? That's what got me fucked up.
Yeah, what
right
you going to do
like,
when that happened?
It was two eyes.
Y'all niggas had guns.
No. It's training. We don't have real ammo.
Who going to waste their bullets anyway?
It's training. Why would we have real ammo? It's stupid.
Man. Hey, man.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. All I had was my little fucking knife and my feet, my hands. Fuck.
Man, you could have stabbed something.
Then they was running rats out of the fucking building they was in. I was like, man, I'm glad I only do this every 3 months. Like,
this nigga was probably scared.
I'm mad that
nigga,
I'm
that's why I slept on the Humvee.
I'm mad that I'm the only nigga willing to go camping on this podcast. This is ridiculous.
Well, be mad, nigga. Be mad at yourself.
Look, I'll go.
That's crazy.
I'll
man.
Go camping.
As long as we got an RV.
That's not like going to be my.
If we got an RV, I'll
gonna,
stay out there.
I'm not going to suggest it.
As soon as the sunset come in, I'm out things. In the RV. I'm out.
I'll go to the cabins all day.
It's camping fun, man. You increase your. All right, it's time to go home. It's camp, nigga.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
It's camping camp.
That shit, bro. I'm good. But that was my weekend. You know, I had an interesting 2 weeks. You know, it's cool. How was your week?
You know, man, my week was good, man. I came back from out of town, man. I was in Florida and then the nice.
You went back to Tampa?
No, I was in Tampa. I was in a little city right outside of PCB called like Rosemary Beach or Seacrest, one of those. It was
okay,
like, they're right next. That shit nice as fuck, bro. Because PCB full of everybody.
Yeah.
But Seacrest, it's only them people. But it was nice as hell.
What's them people?
White people. White people.
You got some free shots.
You said them people.
No, you know, I didn't get any free shots with those white. They were a little too rich.
They was different white people?
No, it wasn't that. No, it's because it wasn't the same kind of vibe, right? We went. We were,
I wasn't with them.
Yeah, you were the X factor. You're correct.
Probably.
I feel, damn, man, I missed you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, but it was fun, man. Like, I went Jetskin.
He had a Georgia hat. That's what it was.
Mm. Yes. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
That's the only thing a Georgia hat's ever gotten you, nigga.
Free shot. Here you go.
Some chilled shots and a random St. Pete bar.
Oh, well.
But that's what's up. You got to have fun in the sun and shit.
Nah, it was fun, man. I had a good time, man. I was trying to get blue black. Did I accomplish it? What y'all?
I mean, I don't think you can get no blacker. Ain't nobody trying to be Johnny. Ain't nobody trying to be Johnny Black. You know, that's a different thing.
Why you had to do Johnny like that?
I'm saying, bro.
Well, we know he black your leaves. What you talking about? Now we good on that. No, I ain't.
Bro, you know he don't like that shit, bro.
He don't like what? Being
I'm sorry that Jesus
black
kept him out of
the he don't like when niggas call him black.
Oh, damn, I didn't know that.
Because he called himself light-skinned red, but he black as fuck.
He don't like that shit.
Black as a goddamn curtain.
Come on. That's hilarious.
I'm light-skinned red. Bitch, where?
That's hilarious.
And your eyeballs? Whatever.
I'm about to snitch, bro.
I don't care. I will tell him.
What about you, Jay?
Man, my week was great.
Great?
Oh, you had a great week.
Hell yes, ooh, nigga. I talked to my boss today.
Talk about it.
And I told him, like, yo, my last day will be June 30th. He said, I know that. It's cool. So now I kind of got to go ahead to like tell these parents off before I leave. So I could tell the little white girl's grandma, like, look, bitch.
Don't go to jail,
bro. No, I ain't going to jail, bro. I'm done. Like, they don't got, I don't got shit else to do there.
He said, look.
Like, I'm done.
All
like,
this social work? No.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
Out.
Like, look.
Defects? No, I'm done. Fuck these parents.
You are a terrible parent. You not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Man,
I had to hold that in. For
and
some
I know
months.
You'll do it too.
That's I will. I can't wait. I've been rehearsing all day.
You should record it, man.
Cody gonna be calling
I
me.
Record it.
Jay in jail.
No, I ain't gonna go to jail.
Don't go to jail. Bro.
I ain't gonna go to jail.
I mean, I got bail money for you, but just.
But it was cool, bro. That made my week.
Just having that go ahead that you that's all good.
You gonna say that you gonna see the word when you know.
I ain't gonna cuss at him.
No, I'm saying the word for the peoples to see word.
No, I ain't gonna call it.
You ain't gonna call it that.
No, I don't call it that.
See, if you wanna go out big, say that word.
No, it ain't that serious.
We're going through some tough times right now. Hey, motherfucker.
It ain't say that serious, shit. Bro. I'm not you.
Mm. I don't say that.
You racist bitch.
Goddamn.
Did I say it?
What?
Anyway,
the fuck?
All right, what are we talking about, fellas, man?
Hold on. Nah, actually, I did. I've been following, as y'all know, we've been following the evolution of the Joe Budden podcast situation. Following it very closely here on the Mupolitical Podcast. Yeah. And I must say, I might have spoke too soon.
You did.
Last episode, I was like, yo, Joe got a point, man.
He had no point.
And then I saw Rory and Maul come out, and them niggas sounded convincing. I'm not going to lie.
What they got to lie
And I didn't want to be on the white boy side at all.
What they got to lie for?
Nothing. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to be on Rory's side. He a white Kappa. Oh, I didn't want to be on his
bro.
Side, bro.
Oh,
that is.
I
did
not
weird,
know that he's a white Kappa.
He is.
Does he have rhythm?
I don't know. He a redhead. Matter. Does that matter?
He ain't never seen him shimmy. That means he does not have any.
I've never seen his shoulders move. No, personally, but I don't know. Apparently, they let that happen up there in the Northeast. I don't know, man. You know,
nobody
they gotta check them. They gotta check their colleges.
The mayonnaise man can't move.
Them PWIs, you know,
does it matter?
The mayonnaise man can't.
Hey, they said he will pay his dues. He will pay his dues.
Oh, of course you got to pay.
It don't matter how
he said, I'm tired of all these non-financial members.
Get in where you fit in. Fuck that. Mayonnaise man.
Said, maybe if we get a white boy, we'll finally get a house on campus.
Mayonnaise man. That's it. Fuck all that.
I'm just saying, man.
Fuck it.
Now that my Rory slander's done.
Why you gotta do that to the boy?
Nah, fuck Rory. I don't even have a problem with Rory. I just don't like he's a white Kappa.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I just don't like it. It's like,
you got a problem with white Q? Like, what was
it? Yes, the fuck.
Nigga, we had a Mexican Q with our school.
That's ridiculous.
Mexican is cool. White Q, it's like,
but he's like white
boy.
He redhead
nigga,
white.
We
he,
had a
he
white.
Ain't even like.
We had a white boy who was an iota. Then he crossed.
Of course, he.
Wait.
It's like the last.
Wait. The first. Then he crossed Q 2 years later.
How the fuck? He
whoa!
Did that?
I don't know.
So we had two sets. He was repping.
I don't know.
One day he this, one day he that.
Yeah. The Columbus State? Yo. Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yo, we got to talk to that. Either. We got to talk to that iota and Q chapter at Columbus State because they fuck
that?
It up out
I
there,
need to do my research now. Know
we know where they
shit.
At now. Nah, they weird, tripping. Bro.
So you paying dues for birth? Like, what's going on?
No, nigga, he just changed his mind. He said, this is a terrible frat to be in. I got to go to the other one.
Wow.
I want something with some notoriety.
Different.
Because niggas be shitting on iotas, bro.
They do.
They be really shit.
They
on
was.
Them.
I think they was the first ones though. Out of Divine Nine.
No,
were they not?
They came in like.
I don't really know. To be, I'm not Greek. I have no real knowledge. I just like shitting on people.
And they were 19. History, they were 1970 or 1980 something, bro.
Was, yeah, they, but are they part of Divine Nine?
That's how do y'all? I don't even know nothing about that.
You never been online, so.
Nah, I like making fun of people in their clubs because they get mad when I call it a club.
So you them club callers. You like a
they getting they the little
a Karen.
Clubs.
You're a Karen of clubs, huh?
No, it's a little club.
Hey, we got this Courtney fake ass.
No, it's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. This I mean, yeah, okay.
Ass, I know white ass Kaepernick can't shimmy. Can y'all come get him?
Nah, you think that's I'm snitching. Do? I just like making fun of things care, that people yeah. find to be care. Very important that I find to be silly a little bit, but that's just me.
I don't say something about Alpha, then they gonna get mad.
No, I'm not. Fuck them niggas. I want to slap every one of them niggas.
God damn.
I'm like, why? What?
What did they do to you? Doesn't is there a matter. Story behind this?
It's a huge story.
Yo. Yes, we are. This is a fucking podcast. Hey, are you serious?
Hey, wait.
It's a mental health podcast. We're doing a mental health series.
They fucked your mental health up, bro. Go ahead.
Come on,
they
man.
Talk about it.
It's story time, Courtney.
Already fucked up.
Okay, it's story time. Talk about it a little bit. Give it a little bit of sauce for us.
I mean, a little bit like, you don't know who you are. Before you decide to do something in college,
mm-hmm.
if you wasn't, you know, out here, you know, planning your career, you know, have a plan for who you wanted to be or who you already knew who you wanted to be.
Right.
Mm-mm. Them niggas didn't know who they wanted to be. They just thought, because I'm going to get this letterman's jacket and these letters and shit. Oh, I'm cool now. No, bitch, you not. You same fucked up individual that's lame as shit and can't pull girls, but you talking about you pull girls all the time.
Well, because.
Like, no, get away from me out there.
That's because.
And then this power trip they had. Mm. Which that would fuck me up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have control of you now. No, the bitch, you don't. I still have a mouth. And I'm going to tell you what you're not going to do and what you can do, what I'm going to accept.
That's why he would come home limping and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
they used to beat your ass?
What? This shit's stupid. Damn. Like, these young niggas with this fraternity shit, they don't think about the mental they used to put you through. Like, mentally just challenge you. It's all about, oh, I got the power now.
Is it worse in the military?
I mean, they don't beat our ass with a pallet and tell you to pop your ass out. The fuck? You know? Salute. No. Pop out. Pop out. What do you want me to pop
your
out?
Ass out. Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Oh, that's what they mean when they say pop out?
Pop out. Yeah. You look to the sky, you point your finger up, and they hit you with a paddle.
Oh, my God.
It's gay. You know? I have nothing against y'all guys, but there's a lot of shit that's just, what the fuck? Like, but when you got some young niggas that don't really understand the history, but they tell you when you online, hey, you better know this history, you come in here, and you ask them a question, they give you the Scooby-Doo, you don't even fucking know.
Damn.
Oh, pop out, because I know more than you.
Wow. Nah, bro. So it was just that power trip.
It was
too
power
fucked
trip,
up.
Bro.
Yeah.
Power trip.
You would have paid your dues.
No, it wasn't no dues. You don't pay dues when you're online.
Nah, yeah.
You pay dues after you're done.
Once you're done, yeah.
Okay, now I'm finished with this. What really got me fucked up?
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Scared.
Yeah,
who's scared?
No,
they coming for him. Go
ahead. No, they ain't coming for
fuck
him.
Fuck about y'all. when they told me to choose between crossing and go doing what I've been doing, everybody online knew who I was because we started at school at the same time.
Yeah,
they told me to choose between what I love doing and what is a choice to do that's going to be there since. It's been there since 1906.
Did they tell you to choose between acting and that shit?
Yeah, I said, fuck
what?
Y'all.
What? For what?
I'm kissing my black ass. I'm out.
What was the, hold on, what was the rationale behind that? I'm very curious. Like, what
like
was
it? Shit, I have no idea. Like,
what they said out of
they thought
nowhere?
I was going to choose that shit over what I've been doing for years. I was like, yeah, you can kiss my ass.
Are they trying to like test your loyalty to them, I guess, or some shit you think?
Well, my loyalty was.
Not to them. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's a crazy question to ask.
Yeah, you should have known.
Like, do
what
they not
choose?
Don't they want like the people in their fraternity
that's
to
the
like
thing.
Be
they're
like
supposed
real
to have niggas? People that know how to make choices and decisions for themselves,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But them young niggas didn't understand it, and I was older than like all the
yeah,
niggas.
They should have kept you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you were older than people that was like I don't know what
beat my ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga DP. Went through the whole thing. And got
I was almost
end.
Done, bro.
you got to the end and said fuck it.
Nah, like you don't tell me what I should choose.
Yeah, the choice.
You want me to choose this
too.
Or
the
that?
Would have fucked me up too.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's real.
Fuck I would have fought everybody.
I was telling my ace that, like, nigga, let's fuck him up, bro. Oh, no, bro, I'm good. No, my daddy did this. No, your daddy did it the right way, nigga. We had a meeting with your daddy. Your daddy did it the right way.
Oh man,
they would beat them. They would fight them niggas. Like he did not want to do it. I'm just like, yeah. All right, this ain't for me. You a bitch. I'm getting led by a bitch.
Yeah,
like, I'm good.
That's a problem.
I'm good. So, nah, I ain't going back.
You should have stole off on one of them niggas, man.
I knew I'd have got my ass jumped. They would have been looking online like, oh, that nigga getting his ass.
Whoa. Yeah, they wouldn't have done shit. They wouldn't have helped you at all. They would have been like, dad, he shouldn't have said nothing.
Shouldn't have said nothing at all. That nigga just hit the fuck out of that nigga. We got to beat this nigga ass. I know they ain't going to do nothing.
They might join in.
No, I'm good.
On the ass whoop.
They would probably.
They might join in.
If you would have just called me and let me know ahead of time, nigga.
But all the other times, yeah, I ain't helping you.
Bitch, that was different, bro, because you was talking shit. And this time, nigga, I would have fucking helped. Like, come on now.
You know, I definitely would have helped.
You know I would have helped with that shit.
You had a whole Columbus coming through that bitch.
You know, I know them niggas.
Like, but yeah, man, it's different when you don't know yourself and you trying to become somebody in that fraternity shit. You know yourself first, bro. That's my only thing on that, so.
I like that, man. That's a good segue for us, dog.
Oh, yeah, man. Got you.
That's a good segue.
I knew who I was, man.
We didn't really get into the Joe Budden shit, but fuck that. We got more important to talk
fuck
about.
Joe Budden.
You know, that pod, though, got shit to do with us because we got mental health shit to talk about, man. Nigga. That was cathartic, man, because honestly, that brings us up right into it. Mm. You know what I mean, right, man?
Facts.
Like,
factuals.
It's funny, though. Would you consider that a mental health issue if you feel like you have to belong to a group of people in order to feel whole?
Yeah.
Would you call that?
I would, because if you have parents that are in a sorority or fraternity, mm-hmm. you want to follow them. You know what I'm saying? You want to be like them, but you want to be better than them. I always decided, you know, my mom always told me to be better, make better choices.
Right.
You know, do better than me throughout your life. Don't do what I did. You know, sometimes we don't decide to listen. We get to an age when we decide to listen. So, of course, you know, if... You know, that's a part of that. You want to follow what your parents doing. That's a mental thing, too. But tell me everything with that. Like, what did you deal with, and how can I make a difference?
Right.
So that's a part of mental health, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because I remember in college going into, like, that kind of situation where, like, thinking, like, would I ever do that? And I literally thought about it for 0.5 seconds. I was like, nah, fuck that. Maybe I'm too much of a loner, right, in that way.
I won't call it a loner.
You know? Not a little bit. On some level, I was. At least at that point in my
life. You stand out or you stand in. It's your choice.
Okay.
That means something about to get me, bro.
Yeah.
That day that nigga told me, I went to an interest meeting.
Okay.
I ain't going to say who it was.
Please say who it was.
No, I'm not going to do it.
What the fuck, man? Say who it was, bro.
No, I mean, we don't need to give
you
names,
bro. You can just guess. I was at the interest meeting.
All right, in the comments, guess to see who it was.
Yeah. I was in line. What fraternity that would have been. We were about to get some food because it was at the end, right?
Yeah.
One of them old head niggas looked at me and said, hey, nigga, grab me a slice of pizza.
Bit what?
Nigga, what?
I slap you.
Nigga,
with a slice
who the
of
fuck
pizza.
Are you?
Was it Omega Sci-Fi?
I'm not going to tell you who it was. But this nigga looked at me like he was licking his lips and shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Let's just say it was the lamest fraternity on earth.
What the fuck is you doing, bro?
On campus.
Who was that?
I don't know. You won't tell us.
I don't know.
Sigma?
Maybe. I looked at this nigga like, what is you doing, bro? I just looked at the nigga, bro. I just stared the nigga down.
He probably did a little handcuff he'd be doing like.
Oh my God.
I was with my partner and we looked at that nigga like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? Long story short, we ain't do the shit.
Yeah, I see that.
But, you know, the shit was just fucking like it was
it's
weird,
up.
Like don't you know goddamn.
But you hear that though. I mean, you hear how many people they feel like it's been a valuable experience for them. Some people feel like it's been valuable. For me, I always, and this kind of goes, I don't know if it's like mental health, but it can tie into that. Just because it's carried over probably to other parts of my life, right? Where part of the reason I never wanted to be in a fraternity or any kind of like club or no shit like that, because I always felt like I'm good, I can do it myself, right? But think what I'm saying though. I've always felt that way. I realized something though that kind of translated in some way to like my adult life, where you end up kind of having that same mindset about other shit that like you may not should have had that about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you like, damn, like, you know, you get in a situation, I can fix it myself. I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be a stretch, but.
It's not a stretch. I understand where you come from. I understand. You know. I mean, it, being a fraternity and sorority, it does have its, you say royalties, I guess.
Perks.
It's a connection. When you go to an interview, mm-hmm. and say you an alpha, you a Q dog, you a sigma, whatever it is. If you find out that person is in the same fraternity or
hell,
sorority
even Divine
you
Nine.
It's like, oh, brother, I got you. That's cool. That's all cool.
How many people that are Greek are unemployed? That's just a question. I'm not trying
we're still,
to hate.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm hating a little bit. That's cool.
It ain't so much hate, but it's just like, yeah, it's a brotherhood, sisterhood, or whatever. But it got its perks, but it's like,
So when you go to an interview, when they tell you pop out, you got to stick your ass out?
They're not going to tell you to pop out. You already crossed, ain't going to take pop out. But it has its perks, though. It does have its perks to it, but it's just like, do I want to do this just because I know I could be set up because my dad knows somebody that's in this sorority, my mama knows in this sorority. Like, they got me mentally set up for this, and I can win because if I do this, I'll be good for life. Sometimes it don't work out like you're saying.
I feel like for me, it probably would have came down, like how I always looked at it was like, I can get connections outside.
You would have been a Kappa.
I wouldn't have been now one of them.
He looked like a Kappa.
He looked like a Kappa ass nigga. He would have been a Kappa.
I don't appreciate that because I said no.
Kappa to Alpha. He would have been a Kappa Alpha.
That's hilarious.
Kappa Alpha.
I don't think my shoulders move like that.
He probably know that dude. This nigga he walked through the house like that.
Leg be hitting the ceiling.
I know he
like, damn.
This nigga be here by himself with Pablo.
Practice it. Put the oil on the silk.
Practice.
Well, I'm trying to go in post-grad or some shit, nigga. I'm trying to practice up so I can be ready.
Nah, you just doing it.
I'm just doing it.
You just being this bitch practicing. I wish I could have been.
Do it. Oh, no.
I could do this shit. He got baby oil in his bag.
Boy.
Everybody do, don't they?
No.
My sound man eyes get that wide, bro. His eyes got as big as corneas when I said the shit. Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
I will not be slandered in my own home.
This nigga be in here shimmying.
Boy, like a motherfucker.
He be practicing his little cane twirls and shit.
Come on, guys. I really don't even know the moves. I just
all you do is this, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nah.
This nigga wake up in the morning and say, yo.
What is that?
Yo,
which one is that for?
That's what I'm here talking about. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
You went to college. Nigga. You know what it was.
Shut up. I went to Georgia State. They didn't have no real presence.
Walking around with a candy cane.
Yes, they did. Shut up.
Sweet. You're sweet. You're sweet.
Wow.
This nigga.
I don't know how you making fun of me with poke your ass out over here.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know
what the fuck talking about.
You talking about pop out.
I ain't going to put y'all shit out there. But the cabs do some.
Put it out there.
No,
I'll put it out.
Why?
There. I'll put it out there.
No, I don't do that.
No, I do it. No,
I don't know who I heard it from. I don't know who I heard it from.
Yeah, we don't. Go ahead.
But I heard that them niggas eat donuts off of their profiles dicks. What kind of shit is that? And that's what you wanted to join, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
This is some more political podcast.
I don't know who I heard that shit from.
I don't know who he heard it from.
Oh, no.
But that is
I'll beat y'all ass if y'all try to come for me. But anyway.
Just imagine what that does to them niggas' mental health. Like, what?
Shit.
What are they going through
you
right
fucked,
now?
You son.
You might have a job.
You're fucked, boy.
You might have a job.
Was that job worth that dick donut?
No.
Was it worth that dick donut?
No. No, sir.
Were you mentally fucked by a dick donut?
No, I don't know, man.
Not for that starting $50,000 a year.
All them fraternities and sororities, like
they do different shit.
They all don't do dumb shit, but
some of them do dumb shit.
Isn't it
even the white ones? Even the white ones
chapters though. I feel like chapters probably would do different things too. Like
we all know about Fort Valley shit.
Paper do different shit.
Oh my god!
Hey, if you want to know about this shit, y'all look up Bernie Sands. Y'all can get a little taste of that shit.
No.
Look up Bernie Sands on Netflix.
No. Just look at the news article about Fort Valley
that too.
University.
But if you want like a
because
movie perspective,
that little AKA chapter, nigga, that was a whole fucking prostitution ring.
Well, yeah,
they did that shit. Never mind.
I've been calling sorority girls sorostitutes for
years. Check out Bernie Sands if y'all want a little picture.
My
of that
girl's
shit.
A sorority girl. Don't call them that.
Oh my god! Did you know her when she was in a college though?
No.
Okay, well, it don't matter. Don't pertain to her then. It don't pertain to y'all's situation.
I know her line. She's too strong to do dumb shit.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I just said, okay.
Oh, God. Anyway.
I believe you.
Oh, God.
And half the motherfuckers is probably paper, too. You know, they got to
paper is
shit.
Easy.
Yeah, they don't got to do shit, bro.
Yeah.
I suggest
I'm talking about
paper.
Like them black schools, bro. They be having them.
But then the niggas in this thing, that mental shit with people that actually go through line, that do all that just stupid stuff because somebody tell you to do it in paper. Oh, I got my paper. Then the motherfuckers that actually go through the shit talk about the people that did paper. Mm. All right, you just mad because I decided to wait till I graduated to go somewhere else and do it? That's your fault. You decided to mentally get your mind fucked and accept what happened to you.
But what kind of, so let's think about this. So let's break this down for a second. Let's do a deep dive. So what kind of energy do you think that requires, like mental energy, like to, like what kind of energy does that person have to succumb to that kind of situation, right? To feel like this is going to break me down to build me up. Whatever they say
that's
goes.
That's what they say. That's
right?
What they say.
Right. I mean, it's got to be some shit like that, right? Because that's what it sounds like, you know? And it's like, where are you mentally? Where are you developmentally? Where are you socially to where this is the best option for you right now? Where you feel like this is where you're going to find your lifelong brothers. Where this is where you're going to be able to you know, to make those lifelong connections and network and all those things. Like, what about that is like where you don't feel like there's a better option on your own or in another organization that maybe you created,
right,
geared towards the shit that you like? You're like, why is it that you got to join some pre-existing shit that you can't change, you have no control over, no real influence over, at least not on a real level, and, you know, maybe subjected to some shit you don't agree with?
Right.
Like, where does someone have to be mentally to even go through that? I mean, like, and I'm not even shitting on you, like, all jokes aside, like, you know, you wanted to join something. Well, what made you want to even take that step to begin with?
I mean, me understanding the history of Alpha when I was online,
mm-hmm.
One thing that stood out to me was protectors of women. That's what alphas are. And
that is you. Never been to a strip club, guys. Never been to a strip club.
I don't want to go.
It's beneath
Man,
him. It's beneath him.
I ain't going to say it's beneath
him. It is not beneath
like,
me.
I can call anybody
alphas
up and come strip.
Who ain't shit niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not. It's all of them, though. It's all of them. It's all of them. Yeah. But just hearing that, and just going with what you're saying, it's just
they
like.
They better not talk about that shit. What? That shit. That's fucking dumb. Go ahead.
I mean, like you're saying, to break you down to build you up, that's one. It's just like.
It's like the military.
I'm already a man. I've been through a lot of shit. You have to break me down to build me back, become one of you. I was like,
But it's like the military, though.
That's
what do they do at basic?
Diff.
What do they do at basic?
They scream.
No. I heard you say this. They break you down to build you up, right? Did you not say that?
I did say that, but they can try. They can try to break me down. But if I've already dealt with something.
Before
no, I'm saying.
It was they break,
they
down
break you down. I said they break you down to build. I didn't say they broke me down to build me up. Did I say that? No, I didn't.
Well, I'm not talking about you specifically.
I'm
talking
saying
about
they,
as a whole.
There's a lot of people, like, what I'm getting at, like, a lot of people is, like, in that realm. It's like,
It's like what?
I want to be cool.
Yeah.
I want to be accepted.
But is that?
I want
like
this
niggas
to,
that go into
the
that's military.
It, that's
people
a deficiency.
Me. It's not just the military.
But it's the same shit.
Niggas go to the military.
It's
to
not
get,
just
to
the military. It's like a gang.
To be honest.
It's like, oh, it's whole. It's a whole
the
bunch of shit.
The military's a gang, bro.
It is.
That's it. One of the biggest gangs in the world. Like police.
Exactly.
What I'm saying. But like you just going back to what he was saying.
Yeah.
Like it's, they want to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They never had anything in their life. Mm-hmm. They never had their parents loving on them. Or if you do this, this is one of this is gonna accept
well, I mean,
me.
You said something. Yeah,
this
their
is how I'm gonna accept
it,
you in my life. Like this is gonna make you cool to me as a parent to a child.
I see.
You don't do certain things like that. Oh, yeah. If I do this, this is gonna make me cool. This is gonna make me stand out to my brother, like my who I thought was my friend. I seen him doing this for years as a Q and a Kappa and an Iota and a Sigma or as a sister, AKA or
Delta,
Sigma Gamma Rho. Like it's like, it's a cool thing to do. You already fucked mentally because you just want to do some shit just to stand out. You never had nothing. You've never been cool through elementary, middle, and high school. So I'm in college. This is the time I got to be me.
I did see a lot of that. I did see a lot of niggas that I knew change up after they crossed.
Exactly.
Right? I did see a lot of niggas change up.
I wanted
up.
To beat so many niggas' ass.
I did,
just like,
I did see
I
a lot of
you,
niggas
nigga.
like really become different dudes. Like I'm like, dang, bro, this shit ruined you. Like, they will probably argue the contrary. They'll probably argue
they
that
would.
It made them better,
and they
but
will.
I will always be like, damn, man, like you really an asshole now, bro. Like you really a fuck nigga right now. Like
I dealt with a couple of my partners.
Like, damn, why you won't let me in the party, bro?
A couple of my partners,
bro,
I dealt
like,
with it.
It was
through that.
Yeah, I don't remember doing. I don't remember want to really go to their parties for real because I had my own shit to do. But like,
you know what I'm saying,
Mr. Cool.
I'm not saying I was Mr. Cool. I just never. I was cooler than them.
I agree with you, bro.
Ain't never been to a frat party.
I've been to a frat party.
Everybody go to a frat party.
But not with my friends crossed.
Y'all been to frat parties before?
He said no.
You ain't been to a frat party.
Oh hell,
good. You ain't been to one.
You would have been so upset if you walked up to the door. They'd be like, "Nah, bro, only the women." You would have been pissed off.
That has happened. That has happened.
Yeah. Nah, but I mean, like, it's funny though. What the fuck was I saying?
You were saying like basically like, motherfuckers like I was talking about like being cool.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a lot of folks, transition, and it was weird because
they were
dudes that, you know, struggled socially in certain ways sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like they were my friends. I thought they were cool, but then maybe they felt they had their own personal insecurities about how they operate with women. You know,
it's not just about women, it's about themselves first.
Well, yeah, but like those are the obvious things that make somebody feel bad, right?
Right.
Like, dang, like
I gotta pull, I gotta do
right.
this, I gotta
do that. Yeah, when you're in college, like, hell, I fell into that shit. I fell into it. I mean,
man, did I?
I could do it, but I fell into it. You know what I'm saying? But like, if you're, you know, some people, if they feel they're struggling, whether it's not as easy or it's not as comfortable to do that, or you know, the basic social cues that come in at that age in that environment, right?
Yeah.
And if you feel like you struggle with those things, I've seen them go into that, come out of it, and it's not like it instilled confidence so much as it instilled like a false sense of bravado that wasn't genuine.
You saying
not
they had,
at fucking
they
all.
Had Asperger's first, and then when they crossed, they was good. Is that what you were saying?
No, I'm saying that they crossed and just got like,
and I'm gonna
bipolar
say this.
Instead.
They mentally prepared themselves. Why they was going through all this shit they went through. I'm not going to say what they went through because it's different around the world
right.
on going through a lot.
Hmm.
But it was like, when I'm done with this, I'm going to be one of y'all. But they forget, hey, you know, I'm doing this for a reason. But the only reason they're doing it is because I'm going to be cool at the end of the day. So it's like, fuck what you got going on.
Right.
I got my letters now. I'm not a part of what you got going on no more. If you want to be a part of this, come join us.
Yeah.
And I heard that from two of my homeboys I went to college with. I was like, I was like, because I was telling them niggas, I was like, bruh, do not let this shit change you.
What is it about us, like young black men, that go in and then change on that? You think it's something specific about us and how
man,
we want to.
It's an ego thing.
It's ego, bro.
Ego?
It's ego, bro.
Yeah,
ego, I seen too. At your probate, bro, and you got all them women looking at
it's
you.
It's like they never felt that shit.
And you
before.
Just do a little something.
They've never felt
all,
nothing
and,
like that.
And all
life.
These women screaming at you.
They've
bro.
Never been praised. It's not just men. It's women and women. It's not just the women. It's the men too. It's like, oh shit, I got niggas like, man, these niggas look up to me now. No, they just they proud of you. It's man, like okay, shit, cool. But I'm just saying in a certain level, it's like, oh, not like that. I'm just saying they just never had nothing like that.
Are we speaking from a place of privilege, though? I mean, we had different experiences that those people.
Of course,
have,
yes.
Right? You know,
yes.
We you know, even grow up in entertainment, right? You have people that's always telling you good job.
Hey, damn, I seen you on TV. You know, I've dealt with this before. I went to college.
Exactly.
It's like, you've dealt with people that. Know me. I'm just doing this because I
your whole,
want to do it.
Your whole school is always looking at you and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, facts.
From
it's
whatever.
Like I thought he could do whatever the fuck he wanted to on Payne campus, bro.
I got to that point. I did.
Oh boy,
he said I didn't need to be in a frat. I was there, nigga. Was good, fuck bro. You, mean.
I went up there with that nigga. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
That's
who hilarious. Are you?
And being that he brought that up,
the trappings
we talk about that.
Like,
mentally,
who are you? You're not you no more.
The trappings of a few episodes on TV.
I was still me. I just had like
he changed, bro.
I had no. You know I didn't do that. I had even more like
he was Jamal.
I came to a certain confidence where it's like, okay, I couldn't do this. In high school or middle school, elementary. Because I was still like, I didn't have much confidence. But as I got older, I started building confidence.
Yeah.
Then I got on TV. Then I started getting like, you know, into sports. It was like, oh, shit. That's when I started developing like that mental thing. Like, you're not going to be the best until you practice. You're going to continue to get beat. Then I started getting beat. I was like, oh, I need to start listening.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, I built some confidence. Then I went to college. It was like, okay, I've been on TV.
Nigga, no.
I can make a choice. Okay, like, what I want to do. People know me. But I'm still, you know, be me, but still, my confidence level's like,
Yeah, that was like,
I can make a choice for myself, but I know where I am at the end of the day.
That was your first early.
It was like being around Joe Budden. I can be the man if I want to.
That's trash.
It's like being around Joe Budden, bro.
I was the man. I couldn't go no goddamn way. You know, people
couldn't
knew
go
me.
To the food court. He was like, "Oh, somebody gonna know me in here." Like,
you the worst looking, bro.
I ain't have to pay to go. Like when I left Payne, I didn't have to pay to go in the calf. Like,
yeah.
I had to pay to go.
Yeah,
to
like, what the fuck was that?
Jay was like,
"This nigga walk in. I had to pay."
No.
Shut up. No, I had to pay.
You ain't get him in free.
He ain't even get me in free, bro.
See, he cut me out. No, you didn't. You know you did.
You left him at the door of the club. That's
you know this nigga, bro. That's what I'm saying. He'll mentally fuck you up. What? You did not have to pay in that
this
bitch.
Nigga thought
bro.
He was a shit. Just left me in a room.
That I did do, but he had to pay to go in the cab.
See, Joe Budden Jr.
I was a man, but it was a mental thing, bro. I was like, "Oh shit, I'm that nigga.
Nigga in the dark.
I'm that nigga,
cause he that nigga, bitch. You not that nigga. Let me be that nigga for. Come on,
it was a mental thing, bro. I've never felt that, like, just to be the man on campus. Yeah. Everybody want to feel that. I felt that in college.
Yeah, I mean, a lot.
Would I do it differently? I would do.
This nigga thought he was so much of that nigga that he had to run everywhere on campus. Who does that? Who thinks they are that much of a nigga that they got to sprint to every fucking where they go on that little ass campus?
That's hilarious. Oh, so he ran across the hall a lot?
Bruh, the whole campus. This nigga just sprinting. Like, what the fuck is that?
The whole campus was.
I can't even flex. I did do that.
Why?
I ain't even fucking lying.
I just felt I had to run.
Yo.
For what? That's ego shit.
I was always the first one in class.
I have to show everybody I'm the best. I'll get to class before you. I'll get on TV before you, bitch. Like,
wow.
For what? Why are you running? Ego. Joe Budden.
That's funny.
I mean,
Junior.
Like I said, man, college changed me. Would I take it back?
Yeah, it did.
No, but I would do things differently.
Yeah. I was looking at you like, who the fuck are you?
I mean, I was.
Who is this nigga?
I was the same Courtney.
Nah. So what you mean, nigga? I'm a star.
How was I different?
You was running everywhere.
Nigga, I run everywhere. Anyway. Did he talk to girls different too?
He did.
No, bro. I didn't, bro.
Did you let your mental state affect your relationships at that point? Was you too? You know,
I'm not
big dog at it. No, I'm not getting.
I don't want to get into
this. Nigga don't want to get into nothing on a podcast. Boy, I tell you,
they're gonna talk about me.
I'm not getting into that.
Why?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Okay, I'll get into it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Damn, it's a lot. Y'all got me out here today.
We here, man.
You ain't been here.
We talk about everything. Never scared of anything.
I mean, I dealt with a lot of shit mentally in college because I was sheltered.
Yeah, that is true.
I was sheltered. Like
he was a little choir boy
before
doing mime in church.
And he know, you know,
he did,
especially him. Like, I ain't like cussing. It's like, I ain't like doing all that drinking, smoking. I ain't like doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But when
I said a cuss word, he was like, "Why would you?
Why were you saying that?" I was that nigga.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying? Because I always thought my mom was like in me, like in my mind, like
she gonna see it,
watching me. I was like,
she gonna find
my
out.
Mama got me fucked up. Like
those were some legendary ass whoopings in that house. I already know.
Boy, they was legendary.
Them ass. I like,
fuck.
Bro, hit that blunt, bro.
Nah,
I ain't gonna do.
Like the first time, never mind. We talk.
Nigga probably thought it would affect his acting career. Meanwhile,
nah, I was just. I always thought my mom was fucking watching me. But when I got to college, it was like...
You knew she wasn't, so you could do something different, huh?
You
got
to drive 2.5 hours to come out this motherfucker.
Hey.
I know you'll do it, but...
Hey, she'll find you in a little ad campus.
But...
yes, she would.
She would.
Damn, campus was as big as this room. Bro.
There she is. But there he is right there.
It was big as this... from the internet stop sign to the internet stop sign. That's how big Payne College was. That's how big it was. It was very small. It's like high school. Anyway. But college got me... It fucked me up mentally, but it made me strong at the same time because I dealt with a lot of shit. Lost my virginity.
Yay.
Fell in love for the first fucking time.
You lost your virginity in college?
Yes.
How, like first year? Was it second year?
First year.
Because if it was second year, I was going to laugh.
Nah, it was first year.
I wasn't going to laugh. That's toxic of me, but I was.
I mean, it was a lot of shit that I dealt with. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It was
still dealing with home shit. You know, because I was on TV, but, you know, that little money, I was giving money back to my moms and dad because they was behind on bills. So I was in class.
And you had money, but not
driving.
What you should have had.
I thought it was my shit, but it's like I got to help my. I was mentally like everywhere when I was in college, man. It was
mental health series, baby. We here.
Because my freshman year, the first time in my life I had a 4.0.
Hey.
In that second semester.
I ain't never seen that.
That second semester, because I was focused. I was like, I'm going to change the narrative for my family. Yeah. I had a fucking form. When I seen
I don't even know what a 3.5 looked like.
When I seen that shit, I was like,
you know,
damn.
We've been calling him a dumb nigga, but maybe we've been skipping
over. No, bitch, I got a degree.
When I focus.
Slow your fucking roll.
You know what I'm saying? When I focus, bro.
2.1 GPA.
When I focus on something, I'm on it.
Look, he's crazy, bro. I fucking graduate. Get the fuck out of here.
But what I'm saying is, that mental space, man, it's like, I was focused. Okay, I'll let y'all finish.
Do y'all think? He mad because it hit him. Hit dog.
Hey, dog, well,
say, how you know I had a 2.1? Motherfucker.
You don't see that.
You see my transcripts?
You don't see that when you get your fucking.
You don't see it. There wasn't no goddamn 2.1, bitch. Shut up.
It on it. You graduated college and it ain't graduate. On there.
I did.
You don't
I did.
See it. That's the same.
Uh-huh. I got the whole degree on the wall.
This is spoken
like. It don't have all that.
This is spoken like a man who is not proud of his GPA. He is very ashamed of his GPA.
It's not on your shit.
Fucking
Saint
Pius ass nigga. What's wrong with him, bro? He's just. Because he paid $15,000 to go to high school.
He's
better than all of us.
Fucked.
Fuck this nigga, man.
He's mentally fucked.
What's that got to do with your GPA?
It don't have nothing to do with it.
Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
I know.
But I don't know why you talking about it.
They go on rants.
Go ahead, Courtney.
But okay. I was mentally there. When see?
Scale of 1 to 10, how you feeling?
They go at each other. This is what we do on the Mupolitic Podcast. We talk about everything. We roast everything. We don't give a fuck about nothing.
I'm sorry, man. You were saying real profound shit, and I really want to hear it.
I really want to hear it. I'm saying, man, because I'm real on that mental health shit. I like, I focus on the shit. But I was focused. Like, okay, I'm going to go do it. Nobody in my family has ever fucking done.
Mm-hmm.
Do that shit. First semester, 4.0. Second semester. Fuck this shit.
Mm.
Shit still at home affected me.
Mm.
I got to drive back and forth.
Mm.
I'm in the middle. It's like. She was everywhere. I was like, man, let me hit you. Hey, man, what you doing this weekend? Let me go get drunk and have fun. Forget about what the fuck's on my mind.
Yeah.
After that 4.0, I ain't seen that shit since then. But
what did it drop to? Let's move on.
It dropped to like 2.5.
See?
That's a hell of a drop.
I mean, yeah, but you know, when you focus on shit, but when you got so much shit on your plate.
Let's jump them.
And you don't.
That takes some D's to do that.
You don't fucking talk to nobody.
Let's jump this nigga when we cut.
But we, you're all serious. When you don't talk to nobody, when you don't decide to get your shit out, at least somebody, you hold that shit in, it affects you in a way it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was here, now I'm here.
Yeah.
How much lower can I get?
Yeah, nah.
Because if I get lower, your mind get even fucking more fucked up. It's like, let me make a choice.
Drinking all the time?
I mean, I'm still drinking, but yeah, I know how to control.
No, like all the time, bro.
I mean, I know how to control. I know. We done had our times when you was like, when your shit got fucked up when you had to get out of school. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell Mikel that shit.
I already know.
But it happens. You know what I'm saying? It's all serious right now. But
we gonna have to beat his ass.
God. But I'm saying, like, when you get to a level where it's like that, but you know where you can be at, and then shit affects you, it's not a good place to be in. And I'm saying it's not a good place to be in. It's not.
Nah, that's real.
It's really not, man. Like, shit, talk to somebody, man. Because if you don't.
And that's when you got to take a step back.
It's not taking a step back.
Forward. No, you have to take a step back and look at what you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
Look at what you have done just to see where you need to go.
That's a fact, man.
You have to.
But that's like a level of introspection you got to have, right? Mm-hmm. That level of self-awareness. And how many of us don't have that level of self-reflection? Don't have that level of introspection?
You can. Right? You can have that.
You can.
But do you know who you can talk to without them chastising you or judging you?
Well, that's one thing, right?
But first, you got to talk to
yourself.
Because
that's what a person thinks about, too.
We got to stop just thinking, like, as black folks, too, it's got to be a homeboy. It could also, we could see professionals, especially you in college. Like they slick
free.
That's free in college. Like pretty much.
I used it
one time, bro, because I was fucked up.
Boy, I had a time where I could have used that shit for a whole month.
Yeah.
I should have used it.
Yeah.
The nigga was down bad.
Man.
Can I say this? I might say something about this.
What's up?
The situation I'm going through right now. I'm not going into that. Y'all can say whatever you want to do. But This one person I know I can talk to because we've said it previously on some episodes.
Yeah.
One person I know I can talk to and the one person in my life that can calm me the fuck down and make me realize, hey, focus. Mm-hmm. It's my mama. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell everything about everything.
Exactly.
But there's certain things on my mind where I'm at the spot where it's like, mom, I'm about to break.
Yeah.
That's the one person.
Yeah.
And I know I got... This man, I know I got him.
Oh, yeah.
This one man I got, and absolutely. I know you too, because I've done it with you too, but that's the one person, my mama. But you're judged by that sometimes. When you're in certain situations, it's never, I know what I'm talking about.
No, yes.
If you, the world knows what I'm talking about.
They don't forget. Mamas ain't like a counselor.
They know you. They know you. They know when something is wrong with you.
It's not an unbiased evaluation.
This is what I'm saying.
In the back of their head.
First of all, mama know before.
That's what I'm saying. This thing.
Yeah.
Like, they know.
Oh, yeah.
When something is fucking going on with you, and then they just decide to listen and not judge. My mom knows when not to judge me and just let me get my shit off.
We talked about this before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm saying we're going into it because we're in mental health
segment. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So she know to let me just get my shit off, be as mad as I can. But she know I'm not going to be like, hurr! She just knows to just let me cry, let me vent, because she know I don't do that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Only select group of people, because I'm mentally like, I know my son will do this in front of everybody. But go ahead. And she just listens. That's the one person I know I can, but I feel like I'm blocked right now for a certain situation.
Yeah, but that's where, you know, the professionals come in, right? That's where.
And I've been counseling.
That's where the professionals
last year,
come in.
I started going to counseling last year.
And I'm proud of you for that, man. Shout out to you for that, for real. You know what I'm saying? But
man, I got something to say real quick.
What's up, man?
Your mama know.
I know she know. I just said the shit, Jay.
No, she already know whatever it is.
You don't. You
no.
Subliminal. Subliminal.
Go.
Subliminal.
Whatever it is.
Shit.
Nah, but I mean,
she
shit.
Y'all fluttering, nigga.
Right.
All
right,
my bad.
You know. Nah, but for sure. Like I feel like there's been times where I should have utilized that kind of counsel, whether it's, you know, a friend, whether, but really, I really do feel like we should advocate for like talking to professionals that don't know
you. I told y'all that when I went to counseling, go talk to a counselor,
bro. That's just crazy,
nigga. Because when I got my,
they don't even tell you nothing.
When I got my keys,
they ask questions.
They do.
They ask questions.
When my keys was thrown over that goddamn Georgia Power gate, boy, I should have went to the professional the next day because I was gonna blow courtyard two up.
Oh, shit.
I was going to blow it up.
Man, they don't just ask questions, bro. They listen to you. And they just,
they do.
After they hear your shit, they just like, this is what it is. And you just listening like, oh, fuck. I ain't even trying to fucking cry. Like, what the fuck are you doing to me right now?
Right.
Am I crying, man?
Yeah, crying.
They don't
like
be doing shit,
but,
bro. Like,
but, you be ugly crying in that moment.
I was trying to be proud. I'm like, I ain't looking at you, bitch.
That's why you broke. You be letting it out. You be letting your stuff out, and then you start thinking about everything you're saying.
Through, bro.
They not doing shit. They just listening.
They listening. They'll ask you questions.
Most of the time, you'll figure your shit out yourself.
Man, I did.
But that's where introspection comes in, too, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times, we're just so clouded because it's hard for us to shuffle it in our heads, you know, silently, that, you know, we're not able to really come through those aha moments, epiphany moments on our own.
Deadly.
You know? Now, I'm going to be fair. There have been a good amount of issues I've been able to figure out on my own.
Oh, yeah, facts.
I also like...
Some shit you can't.
We know you can.
I also talk...
Nah, some shit you can't. Nah,
I ain't diagnosed myself, nigga.
Nah, you probably did. You probably sat on this couch right here, laid back with a pen and paper.
I'm in a minor depressive state. You're right.
Yeah, you probably had a mirror sitting right here on the table.
I just talked to myself.
You probably did.
That's Jay, like
while you were shimmying,
like the Green Goblin and Spider-Man.
That was
wild. Harry.
Some shit you can't figure out about yourself.
No.
You need somebody.
He can.
No.
Because he's from St. Pius.
See?
I know this nigga, man. No. No, I'm not on your level, bro.
Shut up.
Not on your level right now. Some shit you cannot figure out by yourself. Nah, you need to talk to somebody.
The GPA hurt him.
You need to talk to somebody. That GPA fucked that nigga.
It hurt him.
To oblivion.
Hey, it hurt him.
We gonna fuck this nigga up after this,
bro. I haven't said it the whole time. I haven't agreed either.
It's got to be two of us because this nigga got a black belt.
Anyway,
I've been waiting for you to Mikhail, come back, bro.
I agree. Sometimes you cannot figure out shit by yourself. You got to talk to somebody.
Agreed.
And I know
man.
He just He just fucking around with you. He know.
Nah, he got to see these hands.
He know.
I understand, man. I understand.
What hands he going to see? He's a black belt.
Fuck it, he got to see these hands.
He's a black belt, guys.
I see it, man.
He ain't seen these hands yet.
But nah, but, hey, y'all reach out to counsel. Fine, for real, bro. Though. Some real shit, man. Huh?
I'm sorry. That better? 2-3.
Nah, I really got to fuck him up. I really got to fuck him up, bro.
I think Jay's in his feelings. He need to go get hugged or something.
This so, is your...
Don't hug me.
See, this was probably with us right here. See? This is what we was talking about.
No, it wasn't.
Right here.
He don't even want to hug.
You got that hand in my face, bro. What I tell
see?
You?
Don't put your hand in my face. See? He done dealt with some shit. He done dealt with some shit.
He got a hair trigger.
He got a trigger.
He got like, a hair trigger, boy. I tell you, he might implode.
Okay.
He got a Compton hat on today. It means he chose violence.
I'm saying, man.
Hey, y'all get the cameras ready. It's about to be UFC. 263 out in the back.
Is that how many there are?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. 262.
Well, I learned something.
Hey, Jay need a hug, bro.
No, he's I don't. Some shit got touch
him.
Me.
He got him in a space
don't
where it's like.
Touch me.
He got him in a space where it's
your
like.
Your fucking hand out my face, bro.
Got him in a space where
about, get it out my fucking face.
He's so mad. We're going to take a break. Because he needs some. He needs
yo,
some
let, yeah, let's. This bottle let's take a break. We'll go to the next thing. He needs. All right. So.
Excuse me, people.
We just fought.
That was.
And I whooped Mikel's ass, me and Courtney.
Wow.
Yeah, you should have been talking shit, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I was. It was terrible. I caught the worst.
Yeah, ass. That nigga ass.
Fuck that black belt.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Nigga,
I watch MMA.
I felt bad, man. It hurt so bad. I was like, damn, I can't do nothing.
All right, don't sound like it. It wasn't shit, bro.
Yeah, I put him in a.
Well, you went outside and then you went to sleep, so. Mm.
Yeah.
You better relax before it happened again, nigga.
Yeah. He woke up.
And I invite Holyfield down here.
Holyfield got my back.
You like, don't
Holyfield bite the shit out you right now. He'll bite your whole face out.
He gonna
nigga.
Bite you, nigga, if you don't pay him that goddamn $20.
Nah, I said I'll give him 30 tomorrow. He'll be all right. He getting more, man. Nah. But we've been talking about this shit for like what? Almost an hour now, man. Like 50
yeah, man.
Minutes, man.
We shit, you know,
it is, man. It's something serious, but we got some
deal with it.
Dope shit for next episode on the mental health series. So don't forget to check that out when that comes out. Quick side note, guys. RIP to Paul Mooney.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? One of the best comedians of all time wrote for Richard, wrote for Dave. How you write for two of the funniest niggas to ever live?
Because he's one of the funniest niggas.
Bro, I remember trying to go to a fucking show. For Paul Mooney, bro, it was at like, I think it was at the Atlanta Comedy Theater, right? And I missed that show. I was like, oh, I'll get a chance. I'll get him when he come back. And when he came back, he was already like going through the dementia and shit. I was like, oh man. I just wanted to see him like have white people get up and leave. Because everybody that sees this nigga live talks about how the whole white crowd get up and leave because they offended. And that shit's hilarious.
I mean, not all white people don't get up. They be like, oh,
it'd be,
yeah,
it'd be a lot of
real shit.
It'd be a lot
he
of
would
them.
Make like them four feel niggas, uncomfortable.
Four white people left. Not all of them.
Yeah, he had a whole special, bruh, that was named Jesus is Black and So is Cleopatra. and promoted it on Kimmel. I was like, oh shit, this nigga gangster.
So what?
Why wouldn't he be?
I'm just saying, bro.
So what?
Why wouldn't they be?
And he had the best catchphrase ever that I use to this day. Nigga wake up call. When he said Mexicans gonna have their nigga wake up call, that spoke to me.
How did it speak to you?
How did it speak to me, man? Because it's the most truest shit ever. How many niggas do you know that be operating under these weird pretenses, right? And I'm like, he gonna have his nigga wake up call. He thinks shit's sweet right now. But he gonna have his nigga wake up call. And a lot of niggas, even like, hell, I mean, I grew up in a privileged environment. There were some niggas that did not understand.
Glad he finally acknowledged that.
I'm glad he finally acknowledged that. I ain't on your side. I'm glad you finally acknowledged that.
Wow. There were some niggas.
Wow.
That
he said it like
to
white.
This day.
Wow.
That like exclusively.
I am so attacked right now, guys.
Connor.
What is going on? That's I wish my name was Tanner right
that's
now.
That's just Tanner. That's fucking
oh
disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Now we might have to fight.
What is.
That's fucked. Yeah. All right. Bet. My black.
Go ahead. Wrap it up, Tanner.
Tanner.
Oh, that's funny.
You're Tanner.
That's
Tanner.
Hilarious.
Tanner. I'm not going to speak too aggressive the next few minutes.
Tanner LaPrade.
Tanner.
Wow.
Tanner White.
Tanner LaPrade.
Why you know these names so well? That's Tanner pretty good. White. I'm not going to lie, though.
No, same as you're saying,
fuck
Tanner.
You, nigga. What I was trying to fucking say.
Why are you so loud right now, Tanner? Go to timeout, Tanner.
Hey, look, bro. A hit dog will holler.
Oh, look. Go to timeout, Tanner.
I had a whole story.
You did?
I had a whole fucking story. You feel real proud of yourself, boy.
You can't call me boy, Tanner. Boy,
that 2.3 paid off. Tanner. That 2.3 paid the fuck off, boy. I tell you.
Tanner, why are you I acting can't believe like this? Tanner.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the My Political Podcast.
We stopped that nigga in his tracks.
We do this once a week.
We stop that nigga.
Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Don't forget the YouTube. We on Google Play Store
Subscribe.
Too. Look.
Hit that thumbs up.
Hit it, man. We wherever you get your podcast from.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We getting realer and realer.
Realer.
Is that
that's a thing, man.
Is that a thing?
We going with it though. You know? We're going. We got part
three. We're getting realer and realer.
We got the next part of the mental health series.
Yes, man.
Next week. So don't forget to tune into that. Like I said, we do this once a week, and we'll see y'all next week.
Hopefully, I'm here next week.
You did.
Take care of your mental.